been recently, in the past few years. We sing praises to our God in a song service on the first Wednesday night of each month. And so we will be continuing with that this evening. We welcome our visitors, and we invite you to join right in with us as we try to edify each other and praise our God. This service will be all about singing and praising our God. First, Psalms 117. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Laud him, all ye peoples, for his loving kindness is great. It's great toward us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord. Psalms 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all gods. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Psalms 92. It is good to give the Lord thanks, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work, and I will triumph in your works of your hands. Psalms 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all the people. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Psalms 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Psalms 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. Psalms 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise for the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody with him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. Ephesians in the New Testament, in Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 15, the scriptures say, then see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God and the Father, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Then Colossians 3:16 and 17, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. Hebrews 13:15 says, therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, which is the fruit of our lips, to give thanks to his name. In James chapter 5, verse 13 says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. And we see Paul and Silas in the book of Acts in chapter 16 praying and singing hymns to God while they were in prison. and the prisoners were listening to them. Songs are kind of like prayers in a lot of ways. There's a song for every occasion. There's songs for praise and thanksgiving and need and hope, forgiveness, for sorrow, for help, for uplifting. And the list goes on. Songs were a big part of the worship from the very beginning. It's always been a big part of worship to God. And we read about it all through the scriptures. And we know that our heartfelt praises are pleasing to God if we sing with the spirit and the understanding. So we should keep working diligently to keep our songs fresh and to keep them meaningful and uplifting so that we will edify each other, as the purpose is, and worship God. We help each other by blending our voices together in that edification and make a beautiful sound, harmonious sound that is pleasing to us and pleasing to God. And God in his infinite wisdom gave us this ability to make music and to be music that is pleasing to us and pleasing to him as well. That it lifts us up in our worship to him and it lifts our praises to him in worship. So as we sing and praise our God tonight, let us listen to what we're talking about, because we're talking to God and we're edifying each other. Let us listen to what we're saying to each other, and let us praise our God and edify each other as we sing. If you would bow with me in a prayer. Our holy God, we praise you, for you are worthy of all praise. You are far more than we even try to understand. You are a God of love and mercy and peace, and we are thankful that you are our God. We are thankful that you are the God that you are, and that you've given us the abilities to sing and worship you and be pleasing to you with our worship. We pray that as we do this evening, that we will, our voices will come up to you and you will be pleased, and that we will be edified in our worship this evening. It's through your Son's name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing "He Keeps Me Singing," number 452.
No me. There's within my heart a melody, singing with the sweet and sorrow. In my quest, he keeps me still, in all of my sorrow and woe.
Desire to lead a song, just get up in order and come down, announce your song, and wait till it comes up on the screen. Eric will be helping us with that, getting it on the PowerPoint.
So this song will be just on the PowerPoint. It will be Trust in You. We've sang this a few times together, probably two or three. Hopefully we remember.
Letting go of every single dream, I place one down at your feet. Every moment
four in the supplement. The battle belongs to the Lord.
In heavenly armor will enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord.
378 in the big book. 378 in the big book. The solid rock.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I cannot cross the sweetest frame, my holy leaning on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness fails his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy day, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul is way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone. All
Psalms chapter 8, or the 8th Psalm. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have displayed your splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease. When I consider the work of your heavens, when I consider the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you're mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and you've crowned him with glory and honor. You've made him to rule, or given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heaven, and the fish of the sea, and whatever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp around me, against me, my heart will not fear. Through war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will conceal me in his tabernacle, and in the secret places of his tent he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock, and now my head will be lifted high above my enemies around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices, shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and be gracious to me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation, for my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a level path because of my foes. Do not deliver me over to the desire of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such is breath out of violence. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. We must trust in the Lord. At this time, Ty will lead us in a prayer. Following him, the next song leader can come up.
Bow with me, please. Holy God, we thank you so much for this occasion to be here together this evening, to lift our voices in song together in praise to you and to hear from your word. We pray, Father, that what we have done, what we're doing here tonight, will be pleasing to you and that we'll all be edified from our fellowship with each other. We are so blessed, Father, to be a part of this number that meets here at Timberland Drive. We are so blessed to enjoy the unity that we enjoy. We're so blessed to have so many who are about your business and working in the kingdom. We thank you for the roles that each one here takes and works so hard to further the gospel. And we pray, Father, that you would bless us in our efforts here as a body of believers. Help us to grow, not just in number, but help each one of us as individuals to grow spiritually and to mature. Help us to, in our places in the community, to let our light shine, to be salt and light for everyone we come into contact with. Help us to study our Bibles and to be prepared to teach others the gospel as we have opportunity, and we pray that you bring us those opportunities. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity that we have to have fellowship with men around this country and around the world who labor in the gospel. We pray you be with and bless them in those efforts, that much good will come from the work that they're doing, and we thank you for the opportunity to be able to fellowship with them. Father, we are mindful of many of our number who are struggling and in need. We pray that you be with and bless each of them and give them healing as you will. We pray, Father, for our sister Connie, that her upcoming test will be favorable. We pray for our sister Paula and Brother Lanny, that his heart surgery or his heart procedure will be successful and give him improved quality of life. And we pray that Sister Paula will continue to improve at home. We pray for our Brother Sean. We're thankful that his procedure yesterday went well and that he's here with us tonight. And we pray that you help him to continue to do well as he recovers. We pray for our Brother Ted, who's struggling at home, and we pray that you would give him strength and pray that you be with his dear wife as she cares for him. For our sister Diane Blanton, we pray that you'll continue to be with her at home and help her to improve. And we have many who would love to be with us but who are not able to be out, and we're especially mindful of Sister Horton, who's recently moved from the area. We pray that you be with and bless her in her new home. We pray that you be with our Brother Frank and Sister Bobby, Sister Marilyn Dawsey and May Ellen Taylor, that their needs will be met, that they'll be comforted, that they'll be happy, they'll be at peace. And Father, we have some family members of our members here who are battling serious illnesses. We pray for our brother Rodney Urban. Pray that you'd give him healing from his cancer, and we pray for Ronnie Giesling, that you give him healing from his cancer. We're mindful, Father, of Charles Lindsay. We are thankful that his treatments have gone well so far. We pray that you would give him healing. For our sister Sharon Allen, we pray that her surgery tomorrow will go well and that it'll be successful, that she'll be able to come home without complications and heal, and that this will be effective to remove cancer from her body. We're also mindful of Sherry's brother Stephen and the struggles that he's undergoing. We pray that you give him healing, if it's your will. And for Marilyn Dickerson and for Jenny Cobble. We have others on our list, Father, who are just as important to us. We love each and every one of them, and we pray that you would give them whatever their needs are, that their needs would be met. And as we express our desires to you, Father, these are simply that. These are our human desires for their healing, but we pray that your will be done in all things and that we'll always be ready and willing to accept it. Thank you again, Father, for this opportunity to be here, and we pray your blessings on our number here at Timberland Drive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank Ty for a beautiful prayer. I don't know, but I envision that David wrote this poem while he was still a boy and a shepherd. It just makes sense to me. And that gives that gives a setting to it. You know, he's outdoors. Green pastures, and his flock is there before him, and he's protected this flock from some severe enemies, and he thought about how God has protected him. Let's sing all five verses.
The Lord my shepherd. Thank you.
song will only be up on the PowerPoint, Soliloquy in Prayer. We introduced it a couple of months ago at the new song singing, a very simple song, very beautiful song, where we sing the words of Jesus as he was either in prayer or speaking to himself. And it's a great song to kind of dwell on the pain and the suffering that Jesus suffered, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. So it starts with the women singing, and then all of us will join together, then the men, and then we all join together. And it's only two verses. So we'll start.
Couldn't have a smile all the way through that song because it was just introduced here recently. But we've been singing it for 25 years at least. And Daniel's right. It is such a beautiful song. And I just really enjoy singing that. I'm so glad we're singing it here now. Number 37 in the supplement. I think I introduced this here months, maybe a couple of years ago, and I think I forgot that I had introduced it, so I haven't led it at a song service, but another good song, Matthew Basford's song, and Richard Morris arranged it, and I love songs asking God to help us pray to him. I just think that's a wonderful thing to do, to ask his guidance in what we should do, to ask him what we need to ask for. And so I just love songs like that, and that's what this one has to do with.
Oh.
Psalms 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us, and we are not ourselves, We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, and who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. This time, Brother Jerry is going to come and lead us in a prayer.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you at this time, we acknowledge, Father, that you are the true and only living God. You've been very faithful, Father, to hear the prayers of your people. And Father, we pray to you to this night that your hand might be upon this nation, nation that needs you, Father, more now than ever before. Father, may we be an example of your people as we approach your throne daily and pray for our nation that needs you so dearly. Father, at a time that Satan has many soldiers trying to change the hearts of the people, especially those who have faith in you. Father, we know that our prayers come up before you, just as the cry of the children of Israel in the time of the judges, and you answered their prayer, sending forth a Savior. We have a Savior, Father, and Father, may we always remember how important he is to us in our life, along with our faith in you. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that our nation might turn again to times of refreshing, that you might fulfill your promises that you have made to all of us. And Father, we need you, Father, each day of our life to overcome temptation. Forgive us, Father, when we fall short. Forgive us when we are in neglect. Father, most of all, save us when our time is up and we leave this earth to spend eternity with you, is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
This is a songbook, the small one. Turn to number 5 in the small blue book. Further along.
There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying,
when we meet the Lord in the heavens.
Tempted and tried, we are made to wonder why it should be thus.
If you didn't get a chance to lead tonight, well, and you would like to be put on the regular Wednesday night list to lead, let see me after services, and I can help you with that, or wait till the next time. Regan's going to offer the invitation.
The 100th Psalm. I didn't know Jerry was going to read this, so that worked out very well. I knew he was going to look at some of the Psalms, and we've looked at some of these Psalms that talk about praising God. We praise people in our society. We cheer. That's something we do a lot in our society, and that's a form of praise, though it's not exactly the same thing that we do to God, but maybe it'll be helpful to us to think about cheering for just a second and then applying that to what we do in our praise to God. For whom do we cheer? What kind of people do we cheer for? Think about in athletics. We're rooting for somebody. We're cheering for somebody. For whom do we cheer? Well, there might be lots of reasons why we cheer for someone, but a lot of times we cheer for people because they're great, right? Because they're great. And sometimes we cheer for people because they are good. Oftentimes we cheer for people who are great and yet not good. Isn't that true of a lot of the very greatest athletes that we see? They're great at what they do. They are worthy of cheering for, praising for what they do on the field or the court, but they're not very good, not very good people. In fact, being that great at something doesn't necessarily set you up to be a well-rounded, good individual, right? But we cheer for them because they're great. Sometimes we cheer for people who are good even though they're not great. Maybe we know them personally and say, this is such a good person, I want to support them in their athletic endeavors, and yet they're not great in what they're doing. Maybe sometimes we cheer for the person who's coming in last because it's so good that they are still doing their best and they're hanging in there even though they're not great. Maybe we saw some documentary or a profile on an athlete and said, that's a good person, I'm going to cheer for them, and then we don't have a lot of opportunities because they're just not that great even though they're good. And yet, isn't it the best when we're able to cheer for somebody who is both good and great at the same time? A few weeks ago, I got the chance to go and watch some tennis matches. And I went specifically to watch Bryson and G-Man, who were in doubles tennis. And I went to cheer for them because they're good young men, and I wanted to support them because of who they are. And then I got there, and lo and behold, they're great too. They were playing somebody, a really good team. They beat that team. They won the whole tournament. Isn't that awesome? When we can cheer for someone who is good and great. Well, you see where I'm going with this, don't you? Why do we praise God? Because he is great and because he is good. Are you there in the 100th Psalm? Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. Not the gods of the nations, not the false gods. He is the true God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We worship God because he is God. He is great. He is the creator, and we are the created. And he deserves to be worshipped because he is great. But that's not where it ends. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. How? His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. We praise God because of his nature, that he is good, that he is merciful, that he is truthful, and we bless his name because of it. We praise God because he is great, and he deserves to be praised. We praise God because he is good, and he deserves to be praised. And that should spark in us, I think, if we see those two things about God, not just a desire to praise him, but a desire to know him as we are known by him. A desire to come to him because he has the power to forgive us of our sins, and because he has the desire to forgive us as well. And what he requires of us is to come in humble submission, to come and admit that we are not good enough to save ourselves, but that he has that power to do it, and that he did so and is able to do so through the blood of Jesus if we will come in humble submission to be baptized into Christ, to rise to walk in newness of life. Won't you come to this great and good God even this evening while together we stand and while we sing?
Who at my door is at?